Now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. Say, $5,000 would buy that new home you've dreamed about, wouldn't it? Well, I know where there is $5,000, and it may be waiting just for you. Yes, ma'am. First prize in Crisco's exciting new all-cash contest is $5,000, and you may win it. And there are 100 second prizes, each $50 cash. So get your thinking cap on and send some entries in this week. Now, I want you to hear this letter from a former Crisco contest winner. She's Mrs. Laura Farron of Oil City, Pennsylvania. And this is what she said. It took only a few minutes of my time to write a winning entry, and I almost missed out because I almost slipped up on getting my entry in on time. Now, why not take this hint to heart and get your entries in while there's still time? Because this contest is easy and lots of fun. To enter, complete this sentence in 25 words or less. Now, listen. I like new Sure Mix Crisco for cakes because... Now, to make this contest easier, we've supplied your store with free recipes for Crisco's new pineapple coconut cake. This delicious cake, with its pineapple filling and coconut top frosting, is full of good ideas for ending that sentence. If your dealer doesn't have these free recipes yet, he will shortly. Now, you don't have to make this cake to enter this contest, but if you do, you'll find that new Sure Mix Crisco can make your cakes higher, lighter, and tenderer than you can make them with any other household shortening we know of. And one big secret of these better-eating Sure Mix Crisco cakes is the new type cake batter Sure Mix Crisco gives you. It's a smoother, finer batter that never separates or curdles like batters made with other shortenings often do. You'll probably have your first idea for ending that sentence when you put new Sure Mix Crisco in your mixing bowl. Why, you might write something like this. I like new Sure Mix Crisco for cakes because it gives me a finer, smoother cake batter than any other shortening I can buy. Now, isn't that a snap? And you'll get lots of other ideas for that contest, but send every single one of them in. Every different entry you send in gives you a greater opportunity to win that $5,000 cash, or one of the 100 second prizes, each $50 cash. Now remember, here's all you have to do. Complete this sentence in 25 words or less. I like new Sure Mix Crisco for cakes because. Then mail with each entry your name and address and a Crisco label, any size, or facsimile. Address, Vic and Sade, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's Vic and Sade, Cincinnati, Ohio. This contest is open to the United States, Canada, and Hawaii, except employees of Procter & Gamble, their advertising agencies, and families. Entries judged solely on originality and aptness of thought. You can get printed rules from your store or in current women's magazines. But get some entries in this week. There's $5,000 just waiting to be won. Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find all our friends assembled. Vic has just this moment arrived home from a game of indoor horseshoe at the residence of his friend Ike Niesuffer. He stands beside the davenport removing his overcoat, and Sade is saying...
What did Hank Gutstop want?
Oh, did he telephone here?
Yeah.
And you told him where I was, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I figured he just took a chance I was at Ike's. Foot bath, old elbow joint. Hang up Papa's hat and coat, will you?
Can I have a dime?
Yeah.
He had another telephone call, too. Steve Chestbutter.
What is on Steve's mind?
Nothing important, he said. They could just as well wait till he sees you at the office tomorrow.
Hold that coat by the collar, Sam. Want all the junk in the pockets to spill out? He's a feather-brained boy.
Yeah. What'd Hank want?
I'm going to tell you what he wanted. And you'll probably send your undershirt to Detroit, Michigan, Parcel Post.
Money, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we got plenty of money. Gunny sacks full of money we got. And every time Dick and Harry in town is welcome to it. What's funny?
I see this is going to be difficult.
No, go ahead. Give Hank Gutstop $9 million.
Maybe we better postpone this discussion to some other time. It's the end of the day. You're tired. We have to be at least a little bit on the edge. I'll tackle you in the morning when your soul is full of sweetness and life. How are you, Pork Roast?
All right, thanks.
You were a good boy to hang my coat and hat in the hall.
Can I have a dime?
Why, no. No, you can't.
I'd like to go over on Kelsey Street and call on Leland Richards. Trouble is, I owe him 9 cents. Unless I got the money to pay him off, he'll be sullen and surly, and I won't feel welcome.
Life is full of such tragedies, cowpasture. Lend me your handkerchief, and I'll wipe away this tear. I pray you shall remember me, Steadicans.
What'd Hank want?
Oh, let's go into the thing tomorrow.
What's the matter with now?
You're not as receptive as I could wish. There's a steely look in your eye. You're fatigued after your day's activities.
Oh, fiddle.
And that's the truth.
Bosh.
Sing me a song, Rush. Sing me some wistful little melody about angels and stars and flowers.
If I had a dime, I'd beat it on over to Leland Richards' house.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got no dime.
How much does Hank want you to shell out?
Can you stand a bum shell?
Sure.
Well, hang on to your chair and take a deep breath.
$50?
$200.
No.
George, go fetch Mom the smelling salts. Also, bring a few damp towels for her forehead. Maybe
you're
better...
You're fooling, of course. Sure, you're fooling. Look at your grin.
It's a sheepish grin I'm grinning.
Rush, do you have to twist and fidget and sigh and choke?
I want to go call on Leland Richards.
Well, go call on him.
I got no dime. I owe Leland 9 cents plus 1 cent interest. I won't be welcome at his house unless I've got the cash.
You didn't actually mean that, did you? $200?
Will you let me tell the story?
I'll say. Where's the shovel? I'll shovel the money right in Hank's lap. We got plenty $200s. Of course, I've been screaming for dining room curtains now ever since before Christmas, but there's no hurry about them. They can wait. Where's the shovel?
I was afraid a touch of hysteria would result from
you
my
going to give him $200?
Not without your permission, no.
Oh, don't worry about my permission.
Let me tell this business, Sage. Will you listen?
Sure.
Hank's going to get a job.
Hank's going to get a job. Hank's always going to get a job. Where's the wonderful job he's going to get this trip? I bet he's going to be King of Peoria. Is that what he's going to be? King of Peoria?
There's no use going into this tonight, Sage. You're tired and upset.
Rush, will you stop that writhing and twisting?
If you'll give me a dime, I'll take my departure.
Give him a dime.
Haven't any dime. Haven't any change at all.
$200. Goodness gracious, peach tree bun. Hank Gutstop's going to get a job, so he wants us to fork over $200.
He's already got a job.
Yeah?
Yep.
What doing?
Singing in the choir at the Ellsworth Avenue Church.
Oh.
I speak truly?
Singing in the choir of the Ellsworth Avenue Church.
Yes.
You fooling?
No.
Well, that's no job.
I beg to differ.
They pay?
They pay. I'll tell you about it if you let me, kiddo.
What's the $200 for?
Why don't you permit me to explain the whole thing?
Go ahead.
Before you people get into your discussion, may I trouble you for 10 cents?
Go get my pocketbook.
I expect it's
my left-hand dresser drawer.
Thanks very much.
The Ellsworth Avenue Church has a quartet. Their tenor quit yesterday. Hank got the job. They were glad to procure his services. You know yourself what a fine singer Hank is. Sovereign state of Ohio, let me press you to my breast. Oh, would that o'er green pastures these tender feet might glide. He's dynamite when he sings them tunes to the lodge fellas. Not a dry eye in the house.
I never knew they paid church choir singers before.
Ellsworth Avenue Church has done so for years.
What do they pay?
$10 a Sunday. Fin for morning services and a fin for evening services.
What's a fin?
$5.
Well, it's sure news to me they paid choir singers. Never did at our church. Hank will earn $10 a week then, huh?
$10 a week.
And so on the strength of a $10 a week job, Hank wants you to plank out a bushel basket full of money, huh?
Let me tell you why he needs the money.
Here's your pocketbook, Mark.
Why?
To purchase a suitable wardrobe.
Clothes?
Exactly.
$200 worth?
I guess there's a few other incidental expenses in addition to clothes.
Okay, Mom, here's your purse. If you give me the
dime. I think this is just the last straw.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Just the last straw.
Well, you're the doctor. I won't press the matter.
Golly, we're not rich. And I don't think I'm stingy either. I don't complain too much when you shell out little $2 dabs to Hank.
Mom.
But 200? Why, it takes my breath away.
Mom.
I don't like Hank Gutstop. I never have liked him, and you know it. But all that off to one side. I don't know anybody in the world I'd fork over. What's the matter with you?
Here's your pocketbook.
When I want people to shake me by the shoulder, I'll say so.
I just wanted to attract your attention.
What do you mean, $200 for clothes? Is he going to buy a suit with diamond buttons on it?
No, but he'll require a cutaway coat and morning pants, and I guess that stuff runs into dough.
Well, why would a fashionable outfit like the Ellsworth Avenue Church hire a fella like Hank Gutstop in the first place? Everybody knows he hangs around pool halls all winter and sleeps on the Illinois Central Depot platform all summer.
Hank
And
is
he's
what?
No wonderful singer.
Remember when he sang, "My soul is a little gray mouse playing peekaboo with you"?
Yes, I remember. Miss Apparat said he was off key.
But Miss Apparat's a slob.
Miss Apparat gave music lessons years ago.
Nevertheless, Hank is...
Are you really playing with the idea of giving him $200?
I'm leaving it up to you.
Well, you know how I feel.
Say, Hank Gutstop is the exalted little dipper of the sacred stars of the Milky Way.
I thought you'd bring up that.
Don't worry,
answered.
Here's your pocketbook.
Kiddo, Hank has never failed to pay me what he owes me. At this particular moment, he don't owe me a nickel. I realize that you...
Yes. Yes, he is. One second.
Like me, Sifford?
Hank Gutstop, I think.
Probably wants another $100 piled on. Probably needs a pair of garters.
Here's your pocketbook, ma'am.
What you doing with it?
You sent me upstairs after it.
Well, still a minute.
Hello? Oh, yes, Hank. Yeah? Oh, when was this? That's a tough break. Yeah, that's too bad. Well, in that case, then you... Oh, I'm sorry, Hank. Yeah. Okay. You bet. So long, Hank. No soup.
What?
Ellsworth Avenue Church decided not to hire Hank. So all our dramatic speeches and theatrical gestures were for nothing. Hot stuff, huh?
You don't need to look mean at me.
You're certainly looking mean at me.
Huh.
Doc, can I have a dime?
No.
Man.
What?
Can I have a dime?
No.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until tomorrow. Now, don't forget, enter Crisco's cash contest today. Top prize, $5,000 cash. 100 second prizes, each $50 cash. Just complete the sentence, "I like new Sure Mix Crisco for cakes because," in 25 words or less. Then mail with each entry your name and address and a Crisco label, any size or facsimile. Address Vic and Sade, Cincinnati, Ohio. But hurry, enter this contest today. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade tomorrow. This is Ralph Edwards speaking.